coming, Christmas time is coming, Christmas time is coming, and I know I'm going home.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. Getting ever closer now that we're into this Advent season towards the time we celebrate the Lord's birth. Of course, those of us on this side of the cross, we're anticipating his great return. But during this holiday festive season, many people are introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ or maybe more mindful of him than other times throughout the year. But we're in this celebratory time, and I hope you're enjoying all the Christmas music on our four frequencies, Christmas music to the glory of God. And if you were tuned in yesterday, you probably heard how excited we were about the launching of our Prime Life Times, and especially the December edition. What, now we're in about 2 months into it, Marianne?
We are.
Is it hard to believe? Or
yes.
Is it hard to believe how hard it's not to believe that we're doing it, because we've been up to our necks in it night and day, I guess.
It's gone rather quickly in a strange way.
Yeah.
Of course, when you don't sleep,
yeah,
time
right.
does move along.
Yeah, so we could testify to that. Well, before we continue, if you were tuned in yesterday, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and that program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, but we kind of did a fly-through for the newspaper because I wanted
to... Fly-by, you called it.
Yeah, fly-by. Fly-through, yeah, fly-by. And I guess the origin is that a plane flying by, is that...
I don't know. I wondered that yesterday.
I think it is, yeah. That the plane does a flyby,
oh.
A overview, and they see what's going on, or surveillance or something. They do a flyby. Well, we did one through the paper, but we wanted to come back today and have Marianne read an article or two that she has written. She's one of our content contributors, but acts as our editor-in-chief. But I did open it up to page 7, and there's that great photograph of the Singing Men of GNN, and I wanted to highlight that because this Saturday, 4 days away,
three days away,
depending on if you include today, but this Saturday at the Danville Mall, Village Mall of Danville, 2917 North Vermilion Street, there's a free concert at noon. Free concert with the Singing Men of GNN dressed in their tuxedos. And I'll probably bring a couple hundred editions of the Prime Life Times
Good.
Newspaper to hand out to people, along with program guides and radio surveys, and you can win a prize. And we'll have Singing Men CDs, which would be a great Christmas present. And that'll all be happening this Saturday at the Danville Mall. And then a week from this Saturday, December 16th at Marketplace Mall, it'll be our 19th year in
wow.
a row. 19 wow. straight years since 1999. So it's hard to believe, but we'll be putting on a Christmas concert also at noon.
It's exciting.
So that's on Saturday, December 16th. But you can read all about it in the Prime Life Times, the December edition. It's also available online at primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifetimes.com. And if you're there at the website, you can click on the distribution link. And I think there's 100-plus different area locations where you can pick up a free copy of this monthly newspaper. And we're very proud as a radio ministry to put this together. We again thank Bill Gingold, Bill and Phyllis Gingold. They founded and started this paper 27 years
yeah.
ago with the intent to help seniors live productively, actively. They wanted to put a paper that was informative, engaging, and positive, citing different ways to improve their health or their well-being. And as I've mentioned on a number of past programs over the last few months, that I believe God put it on Bill's heart to choose us from many different options on who he could have given this to or
amazing.
Sold it for. And he chose us, and we've embraced it after a lot of prayer and consideration. And those that when they saw me at the Collingsworth family handing these out,
yeah.
they said, "What is this? How are you handling and juggling another thing, a newspaper?" And, you know, I got a lot of grief because uh-huh. they're like, "Where do you find the time?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, that's an interesting story, but it was an answer to prayer." And I don't know, a couple different times I gave them
yeah.
the whole enchilada where I said, when it was first approached to me, I said, "Let me think about it. Let me pray about it." But I felt strongly, unless God would build up a team
mm-hmm.
And somebody who I met with just on this past Sunday, we talked about delegation. And it's the very word. It was like, "Lord, There's too many balls that I'm already juggling unless there was a team that I could delegate and have this piece to this person. And not just capable people, but people that caught the vision, like you and Bob Dickey and others. Mm-hmm. I won't list everyone again, that were passionate about it, that felt compelled to do it or were excited about it. And so I didn't just want workers. I wanted motivated leaders that wanted to take parts of this. So God raised that all up, and now we're into our second month. And you've written a couple different stories. Yeah. And I think yesterday we said we would get to at least one of them, maybe two of them, and cover some trivia. But I would say in a healthy, positive way, proud of this Prime Life Times, because we put a lot of heart, energy, and effort into it. But I already know from some of the feedback, it's reaching people. Mm. And though this is not, and I'll clarify this, it's not a Christian paper. If you're looking to see Bible studies and verses and chapters and references only to Scripture, we just felt very specifically called of God to continue in light of what Bill's vision was for this paper, to be informative, engaging, and positive. And those really line up very well with our educate, edify, and evangelize. And so we want to continue to reach the 26,000 or so people that read it. Yeah. And we want to strategically, if you will, season the paper with God-honoring stories, with some testimonies, with references to great news radio events and gatherings, and content. You know, it doesn't have to be just with Jesus' name in it and a cross photographed to bring glory to God. A good article that's helpful to our listeners or readers is God-honoring. And so we want to make sure we continue with great content, interesting content, informative content, content that will help you in your journey. And we will have stories that are very God-honoring about faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, crossword puzzle, is that God-honoring? I don't know if it's going to help expand your brain, help you with your vocabulary. Maybe you'll become a better communicator. Maybe you'll have an interest in witnessing to others through the crossword puzzle. I mean, there's unique ways that God uses everyday life, everyday experiences, everyday stories to build those relationships. So we want this paper to be a bridge builder and introduce people to the radio station, which then we totally trust that God will reveal himself. But we think he'll do it through a good paper, too.
Well, this world needs more positive, wholesome things going on.
And so your story...
Now, just a minute.
Okay,
just a minute. Before we get to my story,
okay,
you told me, back to page 7, the singing men.
Yes.
You told me that I read the punchline of a joke yesterday too fast. So I would like for you to read the rest of them. Mr. Funny Man.
Yeah, yesterday I said, you know, if you missed yesterday's, and it was kind of a plea that if you want to increase the quality of our content.
Be kind to me. This is all I can find.
submit some jokes. But yesterday she said, "Why are Christmas trees so bad at sewing?" And so she gave the answer right after that. So did you hear that, everyone? Why are Christmas trees so bad at sewing? Then dun dun dun. Oh, what's what?
I'm falling asleep.
Because they always drop their needles.
The punchline. All right.
What do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus? Ding, ding, ding. Okay, that's probably long enough.
You're waiting too long.
Claustrophobic.
Claustrophobic.
Okay. Where does a snowman keep his money?
In a snowbank.
So we will have and continue with this Laughing Matters.
If you want better jokes, send them in.
Yeah, send them in. We'll cite your name, or you can say...
Or your first name, at least.
Mark from White Heath or whatever. And and then below that, can't get out to get the Prime Life Times? Don't miss out. And you can subscribe for the nominal fee of $20. Now, you might say $20, but that's for all 12. That's for a year subscription. And basically, we put it in an envelope, address it, send it to you. And it costs, I think, let's see, $1.40. So basically, we're almost at a break-even point.
Yeah.
So we're not making any money off of this, but maybe you can't get out and get your own copy. We'll be happy to send it to you. Just, you know, call the station and we'll get your address us and send in a check. Or you can go online to theprimelifetimes.com, and there's a WooFoo form. You just fill it out, and then we'll start mailing it to you. In fact, yesterday, I think we mailed out about 18 or so copies to different people, and many are out of state, so they want to receive this and be updated on some of the things happening in this radio ministry and read some great content. For instance, like the story on Paul Smith. Merry 96th Christmas, Mr. Smith.
Yes. I loved interviewing him. Mm-hmm. This is Chris Gunther, Jim Gunther's wife. This is her father.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Jim Gunther's father-in-law, Chris Gunther's daddy.
Yeah, that would be right, too. Okay. Shall I read it?
Yes. It's under page 8, under People and Places.
Merry 96th Christmas, Mr. Smith. It's always intriguing to hear the wisdom and stories of people in their 90s. I've come to realize that a person can learn a lot in 90 years. This was brought home to me again when I met with Mr. Paul Smith of Urbana recently. A graduate of the University of Illinois and a physics and chemistry teacher for 20 years at Urbana High School, Mr. Smith currently resides at the Clark Lindsay of Urbana. He graciously took an hour to talk with me on an assortment of topics. I was impressed by his gentlemanly attitude and the winning smile and humor that punctuated our conversation.
Ooh, I like all these words here.
Why do you
gentlemanly,
mean all these words?
Punctuated. I was thinking
words.
Our English conversation class.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
Oh, impressed.
Oh, that's funny. All these words. Yes, there's more to come, Mark. More words. Born in 1921, Paul grew up on a farm near Root House, Illinois, south of Jacksonville. He remembers walking home from school and plucking a juicy red tomato right off the vine in the family garden to eat on his way to fulfill one of his chores, cleaning the barn. That work ethic shines through his conversation in ways he probably is not aware of. Mr. Smith was a seaman with the Merchant Marines. After World War II, many European farms were decimated, and Paul was given the job of supervising the transport of horses that American farmers had donated free of charge to give to European farmers so they could begin to restore their farmlands.
Interesting.
The first group of horses that he oversaw went to farmers in Italy. Later, he also went to Greece, Poland, and other European countries. From the stories I heard, it's clear even Urbana High students were appreciative of the easy humor that I found when relating to Paul. One of his students told him, "Mr. Smith, you're up here teaching all day long."
Now, would you say one of his students told him, quote, would you put the quotes in there when you're saying it and reading it?
I have no idea. Let's do that.
Because there are quotes there.
Let's do
that. Okay, let's try that again.
It'll make for more words. One of his students, oh, now you've messed me up. Oh, one of his students told him, quote,
very good.
"Mr. Smith, you're up here teaching all day long, having fun, and getting paid for it." End of quote.
Ah, excellent. And I like how your voice changed, too, because it was
did
like
it?
Another person. Yeah, you sounded like one of the students.
Maybe they'll give me another line in It's a Wonderful Life someday. Okay. I have to. Anyway.
Paul helped.
Okay, thank you. Paul helped with an after-school program where he worked with the physics club to help students apply physics to everyday life, even to the point of helping them design fast paper airplanes based on physics principles. Paul and his wife, Ruth, also began an apartment business in 1958, even though a banker told him decades ago that campus was already overbuilt.
Can you believe it?
I know. Paul had the foresight to see what was to come. It helped that he had an ability to repair almost anything himself. He built his business patiently and carefully, and Smith Apartments is still thriving and is still a family-managed business. they won the Tenant Union's U of I Customer Service Award for 2017.
Yeah, and I think Chris was a big part of that. In fact, I have so many memories of Paul. He used to go around with these big buckets, and many of these apartment buildings that he oversaw and owned would have laundry machines. And so he'd fill the buckets. As he'd go into the laundry rooms, he would take out all the quarters that people used to fill these washing machines with, and he'd fill up these big buckets. And he would put them on the back of, I don't know if it was a car or he had a pickup or whatever.
Really?
Really heavy. But up until like his late 80s, he was still carrying these big buckets, one in each time.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You know, I don't know how many pounds filled with quarters.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's a hard worker to the very end.
Oh, well,
and still probably working hard there at Clark Lindsay.
I could see that he was. A longtime member of Twin City Bible Church in Urbana, Paul reads a weekly Bible lesson to interested residents at Clark Lindsay, and enjoys his own daily Bible reading, along with working on word searches and reading about history. He's the proud father of two daughters, Chris Gunther and Karen Colville, and pictures of his children and grandchildren are displayed around his room. Paul, it's my great privilege to wish you a very Merry Christmas in this, your 96th year.
Woo-hoo.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Smith.
I love that. Merry Christmas, Mr. Smith. Like Mr. Smith goes to Washington, Mr. Smith goes to Urbana.
I know.
Yeah, I attended and was a member of Twin City Bible Church for my first, I don't know, 10 or 15 years down in this area, and saw Paul all the time. He and Ruth would attend every radio banquet, every event, like the quarterback club. They were always out and about town attending everything. They were very active and involved. And Ruth used to do all the book work and, you know, with, I don't know, dozens, maybe hundreds of apartments.
Oh, wow.
She kept everything by hand, like the old-fashioned way. You know,
goodness.
It was the old school lists and index cards and such. Yeah. And then the last few years, maybe a few years ago, Chris automatized and automated and, you know, spreadsheets and then, you know, the programs and stuff. So Chris has kind of taken on, you know, the Smith apartments and does a lot of work. And I forget what her role is, but she does rent checks and all the things that go on when you lease buildings and such. But
I got to tell you, our copy editor, Rob Siedenberg, he goes out to Clark Lindsay and leads a Bible study, which I love. But Paul goes to that one.
Okay.
And so he knows him. And he said to me, he says, why is this article called Mr. Smith? He told me never call him Mr. Smith. Always just call him Paul.
Yeah, humble servant, as I mentioned on yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends. He and Ruth is with the Lord now, but Paul continues, I think, for all 21 years we've been on the air, at least 20 of them, or you know, I don't know if it was the first year, but has been a monthly donor, supporter of the station. And Chris and Jim Gunther have both been so involved and helpful. And I think it was you, I can't remember how initially, but you said he would be an interesting one. And when you suggested him to me, I said, oh, he's great. You know, he's been involved in the community and so many people know him, and he's finishing well. He's had a servant's heart and has financially funded a lot of other ministries and has a heart for the Lord as a believer, and even in his 90s now still attends, like you mentioned, Rob's Bible study there at Clark Lindsay.
Yeah. Well, actually, I at one of our events here, I can't remember which one it was, I was talking to Chris, and I mentioned that, you know, I'd done the article about Jim Gunther, what, last February or something?
Yeah.
I don't remember. And I said, I need to do an article about you, Chris. And she said, "What? No, I don't know about that. But you could have found my dad."
He's a great servant of the Lord.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Paul, if you're tuned in today.
Yeah. Hi, Paul.
Chris and Jim, gems of the Lord, and so involved with this radio ministry. But there's a great picture of him there in the paper, and he's got his, I guess when he heard you were coming, he dressed up the sport coat on,
well,
or at least a shirt and tie. For the interview time.
Yeah.
And he's like old school, very proper, and appreciate him. The folks there at Clark Lindsay, I'm going to have to stop by there and say hi and drop off additional papers. And
you know, it was the first time I'd been in there personally, and I thought the atmosphere was very nice.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's the December edition of Mark and Friends, in case you just tuned in and you're like, what story are they reading? Well, a couple months ago we acquired, thank you God, for an individual, a family that basically donated their baby, their prime lifetimes that they started 27 years ago to encourage seniors, those in their 50 plus lifestyles, to finish well, to be active, to be engaged, to be involved. Dr. G. Brainworks, Dr. Bill Gingold, he was all about cognitive thinking and helping with memory and balance and a lot of different things that seniors sometimes struggle with, and he wanted to keep them engaged and involved.
Now you just watch what you're saying, because 50 plus.
Yeah. It's seeming a lot younger now. Well, we were talking about this, like we used to say, like a senior paper, but we're like, 50 plus, that's us.
Wait a minute.
We're still active. And that's why I like the prime life. We're in our prime life. In fact, an interesting study that was done, I think it was Eastern Illinois University, that Bill Gingold worked with some professors, and they sent out a number of students, and they stood at many of these prime lifetimes locations to register, you know, who was picking them up, feeling like it would be people 50 and older, mainly seniors that are getting this. And what they found, to their surprise, that almost 40%, I think it was 38% of the people that were picking up this paper were between the ages of like 30 and 40.
Wow.
And that was stunning. They didn't, because they thought this is mainly for 50 and older. But some of them are either caretakers for their folks or wanted to know what their folks or grandfolks were reading or doing. And so,
again, I don't need a caretaker yet, and I'm over 50.
Yeah. So we are breathing life in, so those of us in our 50s and 60s.
We're trying to hold on here, folks.
Yeah. Well, like, that's why we have the Delicious Destinations and some other stories, and we're bringing in some other fun things. So that's not when we think of seniors. But nowadays, seniors, people in their 70s, even 80s, are very active. I have some racquetball buddies in their 80s. And
are they whipping you?
Involved. Yeah. Not really. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty good. Actually, there's a couple of 80-year-olds that can give me a run for my money, as they say.
Well, you got a professional
Yeah, there's a couple of nationally ranked players over there. John O'Donnell is still a great player, and I've teamed up with him in doubles, and it's fun whipping on the young college students, because they see us as like these old timers, you know, older than their parents. We beat them like 21 to nothing or to 2 or 3.
Oh,
they
wow.
only get like a few points. Well, you know, we're both.
Go over 50
teams. Yeah, that's all right, everyone. If you're 50 or older, this paper is for you. If you're younger than 50, this paper
could be
for you.
If you're 90, it's for you. Merry Christmas, Mr. Smith.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Smith. And if you want to find out more about the Prime Life Times, where you can pick up your free edition, stop by primelifetimes.com, and look at the distribution tab, and it'll list all the different locations you can pick it up for free, or maybe you want it mailed to your home. We'll be happy to do that. There is a $20 charge, which just basically covers postage and handling, and so we'll mail that. We'll put that in an envelope and mail that, so you get it right to your home. And if you're listening on streaming audio and you live somewhere outside of Illinois or in Indiana, we can mail it anywhere.
Yeah.
So it'll be addressed and sent out in the next few days. But there's some great events coming up, along with the two Singing Men concerts that are free this Saturday and next Saturday.
It's great.
Read all about it.
Read all about it. Isn't that what they used to say?
Read all about it. That's what I was saying at the Collingsworth family.
Yeah.
Read all about it. Two Singing Men concerts coming. It's right in here.
You needed your little bell, like the little news. My daddy was a corner on the south side of Chicago back in the 20s, 1920s. Yeah.
PrimeLifeTimes.com. Get yours today. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio and Prime Life Times.
Yeah.
God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Have a good rest of your week.